Amr Aleph, in the middle of the Gemara, two dots. Torah Rabbanan, ein neindum nespao loymetech atzu, not supposed to start davening when you said, loymetech atzlus, loymetech schoik.
You shouldn't be lazy. Loymetech schoik, not from laughter. Loymetech sicha, not stam sicha, stam talking dvorim betalim. Loymetech kalas rush. Kalas rush means feeling very low, like too happy, without the, it's the opposite, Rashi says, of kovod rush, the opposite of achmor. A little like high you feel. V'loy mitzech dvorim b'teilim, and not talking dvorim b'teilim. Ela mitzech simcha shal mitzvah. Supposed to start davening mitzech simcha shal mitzvah. What does this mean, Rashi? Rashi means sicha means leitzonis. You shouldn't start davening when you're in the middle of leitzonis joking around. Mitzech kalas rush. That means chiluf shal kovod rush. It's just the opposite of having hachno, of being machni yourself, mitoich zachus lei v'yosik, of being a magaivenag, of being high. Shouldn't start davening like that. Ela mitoich simchom, kagoin divrei tanchumim, shal Torah. Saying nice psukim of Torah. Kagoin soma gula, lagulas mitzrayim, like we do in the morning, before Shemoneh Esrei, we're saying the inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim, those are nice psukim of tanchumim, oi somach l'tilu l'dovid. Or else by Mincha, before Shemoneh Esrei, we say Ashrei Tilul David. Shul shall shvach for Tanchumim. It's nice shvach for the Eibushen Tanchumim. Going with Sonny Rev Yatze, Shem Hashem as Kolyavav, or going with Kroy, Sazduras, Betzvilos, Arvis, Kiloyito, Shashem as Amoy, Kiyotzebem. Same nice Tzukim shall Tanchumim. Now, this is a little bit different than we had before. Before we had, you're supposed to start talking either to Hachnor, or else we toich Dvar Halocha, Halocha Psukah. Now it's a new brayse saying you're supposed to start davening mitoich simcha shal mitzvah. And lamais halacha we held at this shita. That's why usually we start davening, we say ashrei before we start davening to be mitoich simcha shal mitzvah, meaning saying sukim al tanchumim. Vayitze v'chein lo yifter rodem mechaveroi, you shouldn't leave your chaver, loy mitoich sicha, not stam shmuzing, Rashi says that means leitzonis, shouldn't just stam be joking around with him, loy mitoich choyf, stam leftom, loy mitoich kalas rosh, loy mitoich dvorim betelim, ela mitoich dvar halacha. When you say goodbye to your chaver, the last words when you talk to him should be in a dvar halacha. Talking to him in halacha. Why? Shekein matzino b'neviim harishonim. That's why we say, find the same thing by the neviim harishonim. Sheseinu divreim v'divrei shvach v'tanchumim. The Messiah, they ended off with divrei shvach and tanchumim. And the same way we find by Nevi'im. When it ended off with Nevi'im, it also ended off with Divrei Shvach for Tanchumim. So Shalom, what is this going back on? This will make more sense to go back to before of Shemoneh Esrei. Before you start Shemoneh Esrei, it's supposed to say Dvorim Tanchumim. But here it's much as going on in the last Gemara. When you say goodbye to Yechaver, you should say like nice things. Dvar Halacha means Divrei Shvach for Tanchumim. So soon see, it means say nice things, give him Shvachos, and give him Brachos before you go away from him. That's what happens by Nevi'im HaRishonim and ended off with Divrei Tanchumim. So Mashar speaks out, Nevi'im HaRishonim here doesn't mean our Nevi'im HaRishonim of Yeshua and Shaftim. But the end of Yeshua doesn't talk about Divrei Tanchumim and Shvach. So Nevi'im HaRishonim means just what the Novi gave Seichocha to Klal Yisrael, like Yirmiyo and Yishayo. They're talking about the Churban Habayis. At the end, they ended off with Divrei Tanchumim. So what then, when you go away from Yechavah, you're supposed to talk about Divrei Shvach, like give him Shvachas. We'll soon see. Of course, it's a steer in the Gemara. We'll soon see. V'chein toni, v'chein tona mori ba brei de rafuna, brei de rav yimya baraba. He also learned this on Alocha. Al yifter rodem echaveru. When you say goodbye to your chaver, el, you shouldn't go away from him. Ela mitoich dvar halacha. Only talking about dvar halacha, shalom and halacha. Why? He says, asmorash mitoich kach zachreyu. Because of this, he'll remember you. So Pashit, everybody learns it, that if you tell him a dova chiddush, later he'll say all the Dvar Chiddush of somebody else, and remember, oh, who told me the Dvar Chiddush? My chaver, he'll remember you. But we'll see if it stems with the Gemara. The Gemara says, a ma'isam, a little different. Ki ho de Rav Kana, alavayu le Rav Simi Barashi. Mipum, he was malavim, and he said goodbye to him. When somebody leaves your house, you're supposed to walk him a little bit. So he's malavim, Barashi, mipum nahara, ad de tzenisa, de bovo. Until he came to the big palm trees of Bovel. Kimatul Hossam, when he got to there to the palm trees, they were in Bovel, Omalay Mar. Vade the Yamriyinshi. People say over Hani Tnisa the Bovel, these big palm trees in Bovel is Nayam Yodam Rishin. They're here mamash from Adam Rishin's times. They never change. They're the same trees they're here from Adam Rishin's times. So you want to know, is that true or not? Viyad Hashta. Is it true or not? Omalei, he told me, once you're telling me this halacha, Adrachta Nusa, I remember now another halacha. The Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, that I heard over from Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. The Yomer Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. My desid, what pshan the posik? It says in Yom Yo, Boris HaShelei Ovavo, in a land that it did not, in a land that it did not go over. Ish, nobody went over that land, V'lo Yoshev Odim Shom, and no person sat there. For the Gemara V'chi Miyachav L'Yover, since nobody ever passed by that land, Heich Yoshev, what's the chiddush? Nobody lived there. Cheat it. If you didn't go over it, first you walk over, then you live there. And Alay Malach, Kol Eret She'gozer Aleh Odim Harishon L'Yishuv Nisiyashra. It's a chiddush how much of a chacham Odim Harishon was. He knew every single part of this world, exactly what that part is aimed for. And he said, this land is going to be America, people are going to live there. This land is going to be a midbar, nobody's going to live there. This land is going to be only for trees and nothing else. His Adam Rishon Metchila knew the world so clear, he said Adam Rishon. When he said, Le'yishuv, this place people are going to live there, is Nesiyashva. Later years people lived there. V'chol Eretz Shalai Gozer Aleh Adam Rishon, lands that Adam Rishon said, no, nobody's going to live there, Le'yishuv, Le'nesiyashva. Nobody lived there, Ad Hayayim. So mainly he meant to say, it's like it's true, that these palm trees, it's possible to say, were the same palm trees there from Adam Rishon's time. Because Adam Rishon was Kaveyah, this Mokum is good only for palm trees, and it's not going to have a Yishuv. So, since you asked me this question, is it true that these trees could be from Adam Rishon, I remember another halacha. So therefore, the Mashallah is Psham the Gemara, that when you leave your chaver, you're supposed to say over Dvah halacha, Shemitur Kach Zachreyu. So Mashal says, doesn't mean that if you tell him a Dvar Halacha, he'll remember you later by saying over the Dvar Halacha. That means right now, if you tell him a Dvar Halacha, he'll remember another Dvar Halacha about this. Like you'll have a conversation in learning. So your last conversation with Yechaveh should be in learning. And then it's good to Maisav. That he asked him a question, do you know about these palm trees in Bavel? Were they there all the time from Adam Rishon? He remembered, oh, because of what he asked me now, I remember another Halacha. And they got into a conversation. That's Pshat Shemitah Kach Zachrayim. And the Miri Yosef says like that. Shemitah Kach just means that if you tell him one halacha, he'll remember another halacha about that. You'll have a conversation and learning. Halacha Maisa, Rev Mordechai Alavai LeRev Shimi Barashi. He was Malavi Rev Shimi Barashi. When he went goodbye, he left his house. He walked him down the street. Meagrunya V'yad Be'kipi. He was Malavi him from his house, Meagrunya, to Ad Be'kipi. V'yam Milo Ad Be'duri. He just in another place. That's the whole Maisa. So who is the Maisa listed? The Gemara before said, when you leave Yechavah, you're supposed to leave him at Dvar Halacha. And here it just says, how would he leave him? He still walked him down the street and said goodbye to him. What happened to Dvar Halacha? So the Miri learns from here, the Pshat is, when the first Gemara that Al Yiftu Adam Tech very Elimitech Dvar Halacha, it doesn't mean you have a Chiyiv to say a Dvar Halacha. Just means if you have a Dvar Halacha on hand, say it out already. For Muyitzu, you have nothing on hand. You're not Luchuyiv to Matzich, like you feel good. I can't say goodbye to my Chaver because I have no Dvar Halacha to tell him. That's not this Gemara. Gemara is just saying, if you have something on hand, say it out. Let's say you have nothing on hand, then that's the first part of the Gemara. Give him Shvachim, Stam, say nice goodbye, hope to see you again, give him Shvach. That's why the Gemara brought down another Mice here. It's like they didn't say it Dvar Halacha, to tell you there's no Chiyiv to say it Dvar Halacha. Because if you have it on hand, it's a good thing to say goodbye with Dvar Halacha. If you don't have the Dvar Halacha, that's Pshat the first Gemara. That you should do it with Terech Shvach. Stand, give him Shvachim, say goodbye to him nicely. Son of Rabbon, HaMispalel, before you start davening, is Sorech Shechavin Es Libo L'Shemayim. Should have Mechavin Libo L'Shemayim. Now, in the Gemara in Yevamis, he has a stira there. One pasuk says your lev should be in Shemayim, and one place says your lev should be Ba'aretz. So the Gemara said the terence there is that you're supposed to look during davening Boris. You're supposed to keep your head down, looking downwards. But your Levi should be thinking in Shemayim. Your Levi should be thinking as if you're standing in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now this Kavonah is before you start davening. Because while you're davening, saying Shemaneser, the first brach of Ovis, the Kavonah should be Pirush Hamilas. Supposed to know what you're saying, what the words mean. So this means before you start davening, you're supposed to mechavin as if you know you're going to talk to Hashem. Mechavin as Levi Meshemayim. So your lev should be as if it's talking in Shemayim. Abishol leimeh simul davar tochin libo in takshiv oznecha. if you're making your lathe, then a Kodesh Baruch will listen to you. Tanya Omrav Yehuda, Kachoyim and Hodva Shem Akiva. This is what Rabbi Akiva used to daven. Kishoyim Espan Lematzibur, if he daven with the Tzibur, or Yemakatzib Yehuda. He used to daven a little faster. We've made Tarech Hatzibur, Tarech Tzibur, not to make the Tzibur wait for him. Well, Allah is brought down, Allah in Allah is brought down, Hilchot Tzibur of a Shliach Tzibur. A Shliach Tzibur Chazin, he shouldn't be Marech too long by davening, because it's Hilchot Tzibur. So when you're in the Tzibur, you shouldn't be Marech too long. Sometimes daven by himself. He used to start davening Shemoneh Esrei in that corner there. Or might saw a few hours later, they found him in the next corner of the room. He moved so much during davening. He used to be Koreya and Mishtachava, bow down. So the Miri says, Navadis doesn't mean join the Yudches Brochus. Because during the Yudches Brochus, you're not supposed to move. And how many Kriyas do we have during the Yudches Brochus? Only the beginning at the end. You don't have that many Kriyas. There's a bad that it means after Shmones, after some Brochus, Am Yisrael B'Shalom, then he starts to say Divrei Tanchumim, like we had before. So Divrei Tanchumim, you can say as long as you want, and Tanchumim means he's like begging from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. See, Mamish act like a begging, was say that bowing down to the Eibishter, and he got moved from one corner to another corner. What? That's if you have to. That's if you're in Mahalach Baderech. That's if you have no choice. But here he was davening in the shul, in the house. He was davening in his house here. So he could be sitting still. Just at the end, the Shas, the Kriyas Hashtachot, the Miri says, at the end we said, Divrei Tanchumim, he liked begging from HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much, he was bowing down, he moved. Omer Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, L'yelom Yispal Lodom Bebayish Yesh Bar Chaloydis. You always make sure there are windows in the house. And who in the basic Knesset should have windows. Shenema v'chavim psicho lei. Psichon lei. Like he opened up the Shpia Pesach, the Shpia window there. So some learned shot is that Metchila is supposed to look down on the floor, your eyes, he said. That's the Gemara in Yevamah. It's not supposed to look up. But let's say your machshava, you start thinking about different things. So how do you get your machshava back to davening and tefillah? You're supposed to be able to look into Shemayim. So if you have a window there, you could pick your head up and look into Shemayim. That will make you have kavanah again. So the need to have a window in the shul that you could be able to see the Shemayim. Yochol Zatimor Yispal Lodom Kol Yom Kulei. So this is the Havimina, not that it's the Chiyah to daven 24 hours straight, but just means as many times a day as you want to daven, you'll be allowed to daven. So Zatimor Kepah Mepurish Al Yidei Daniel Vizimnin Tlos. Says Tlos, but Daniel, he only daven three times. That's the Indian, and you shouldn't daven more than three times. That's Al Choyva, and not more. Trash Yizimnin Tlos Shachris Mincha V'Yavis. Yochel Zat Gemara Mishabol L'Goy L'Huchla. Maybe this was only when it went to Golis, but before that it was different. Kvanema Dehu Oved Min Kedomis Dino. That's what I used to do even from before this. The Drasha Yochel Mishabol L'Goy L'Huchla Hatfilo Hazois Huchla. That means K'moy Nischala. It first started now. Avokaitim L'Chein, before he went to Golis, V'Hoyin Rogo B'Kach. Maybe he didn't even daven three times a day. So the Pasuk, no, this is the way he davened before also. Yochu yispa lodom l'chol ruach sheyitz, could daven any way you want. Talmud leimah neged Yerushalayim. You have to daven neged Yerushalayim. So Masharef, the moral we had before was, if you're living in Chutzlos, like we do now, you're supposed to be mechavan Teretz Yisrael. Lav davka to Yerushalayim, just Teretz Yisrael. So how come here the Gemara says to Yerushalayim? So he says that Bovel is very close to Teretz Yisrael. So if you're in Bovel, it's as if you're in Teretz Yisrael. And when you're in Teretz Yisrael, you're supposed to face towards Yerushalayim. He's lit back in America, so far away from Eretz Yisrael, he can't say be mechaben towards Yerushalayim. It has no words. It's enough to say face towards Eretz Yisrael. But if you're very close to Eretz Yisrael, then it has to say face towards Yerushalayim. So Bava was close to Eretz Yisrael, he's supposed to face towards Yerushalayim. Yochi Yekul Mabatachas, maybe Kedavin all three tefillahs at one time. In the morning, Kedavin three Shemoneh Esrei, Kamefura Shaydei David Yechtiv Erev Avoyki Vitzoroyim. Mashmano, there are Zmanim in the morning, in the afternoon, and at night. Yochu Yashmiya Kol B'Tfilos, so maybe it's good to daven loud. Kfar Mefur Shadei Chanes, as the post by Chanes, Shnema V'Kol Lo Yishomeya. He didn't hear a Kol. That's the way he's supposed to daven. Shashi Yochu Yekol on the Shalosh Tfilos Alolu V'Shachas. The Mashmona, no, it's three times Erev Oike V'Tzroyim, and Chanes Shid daven Lo Yishomeya. Yochu Yisholodem Tzrocho. Maybe first ask your Bakoshes like Atachim Odom Das. The Yachakach Yispal, and then you'll say Birchus Ovis. Then you say Shvach to the Eibishtom, but I'm a Furush, are they Shleima? No. Shenema, Lishmoye, Rina, Vila, Tvila. Rina is the Tvila. First, the Rina, that Tvila means first say the Brachas of Oviz, like give Shvach to the Eibishtom. Tvila, Zubakosha. And then you'll say your Bakoshas. So Drasha Yachol Yishol Tzlochom Kegoyin Birchas Da'at Achenein Ad Shemei Tefillah. First say the Yud Aleph Brochas of Bakosher the Yachakach Yispal Shalosh Brochas Rishonos Shein Shal Shvach. Kamash Neposik no Rina Zu Tefillah Shal Shvach and then Bakosher Shel Tzlochim. Even though this is the Machlokes in the Gemara Avodah Zarah which way to do, but this is the Halacha we do like this. The first we say the Shvach, the first three Brochas, and then we ask the Bakoshes. Ein oime dover bakosher acher emes v'yatid. Kosher, this means that if them are different shotim, Shrashi bakoshes shelus truchav acher emes v'yatid koydim gimu rishonis. Shrashi learns really emes v'yatid is lavdavka. Just means when you start shmon esrei, the first three brachas don't ask for yom truchav. No, wait till you start afterwards. After chen lodim das. That's when you first start the shelus truchav. So the words of Emes V'yatzev is lav davka. Some of Farshim learn no, that it means you should not ask any bakoshes during Emes V'yatzev after Bissel Magun L'Tvila. It means right after Kriya Shema, right away just say Emes V'yatzev and don't be Maisev there, because there's an Indian to Bissel Magun L'Tvila. And afterwards, then in the middle of Shemon Esrei, then you'll be Marach with your bakoshes. So the more Aval Acher Atvila, but after Pashta means after you said the Yitzchaz Groch, instead of Mavroch Asam Yisroel Basholom, then, afilu if you say David the Shoyim Kippur, Omer. As much Tachnunim you want to say after Shemone Esrei, you could say on a limit. Like we saw in Rabbi Akiva, the Namish was Marach a long time. He used to bow down a lot from one side to the other side. Itmanam Yom Rabbi Rashi Yom Rav. Afal pi Shomru Sholadim Tzrocha b'Shemei Tefila. Even though what you're allowed to ask anything you want in the Bracha Shemei Tefila, abimbol Omer achat Tefilosai. But if you want to wait till after you finish Shemone Esrei, till after you said Mavroch Asam Yisroel B'Shalom. And before you take three steps back, then you say your tachnunim. After look, you say the shem kip oimer. You can say as much as you want, right? So we know, as we learned before, is that we after mechorach lam yisal b'shalom, we say yil erotzim first. Then we say the tachnunim, and then after the tachnunim, we say again yil erotzim. But then you can marach as much as you want. The Halacha has brought down this is the best eitzah, because if you're going to be marach in shemayat tefilah, then it's not zikh. You make kedusha. Maybe while you'll be marach in shemayat tefilah, the chazaras hashas will start. And you'll miss Kedusha. So it's better first to dive into the Mavroch Asam Yisroel B'Shalom and say Yil Rotzim. Then you can be Marach as much as you want in your Bakoshes. Because even if the Sheikh Siva does start to say Kedusha, you're allowed to answer them. If after you said Yil Rotzim, you're allowed to say Kedosh and Baruch Shein, let us say. And in the Chlam, you can ask as much as you want for them and anything you want for. Omer Rav Hamnuna, Kama Hilchasa Gavrusa. A lot of strong, good halachas were learned out from the psukim by Chana of Hilchos Tefila. First it says, V'chana hima deberes al liba. She spoke to her heart. That means, Mekan l'mispalot sorach shechaven liba. She have to have kavonis liba before you start davening. That means you have to be mechaven as if you're standing with Lei Hashem and have that kavona before you start. Rav, as if so say, noise, only your lips were moving. Mekan l'mispalot sheyechtach disvosov. Means when you're talking, when you're davening, you should move your lips. The word should be coming out of your lips. You should see your lips moving. He didn't hear her coil. Now I'll lift up your voice during davening. What? These are psukim we learn out from. These are psukim we learn out from. For a chanu, we see these psukim. So we learn out from these psukim, these halachas. Vaita b'yachsheveha eli l'shukura. Eli thought she was a shikur, she was drunk. Why? So tomorrow, they'll say, why? Mikan sheshikur osa l'spal. What was Eli worried about that she's a shikur? Because if she's a shikur, she's not allowed to daven. So Eli thought you're not allowed to daven. So it's a question, how did Eli think she was a shikur? So Rashi, Oifanodon, the psukim says that he didn't hear any voice from her. So he thought she was Tam Shikr. Mashari asked the Kashra, it's Shver. But they're saying now that Allah is not supposed to raise your voice during davening. So Mistama, she wasn't the first one to do like this. Even Eli also knew that halacha. So Pshiti is not supposed to raise your voice. So how did Eli think she was a Shikr? So the Mashari says, because she was talking too long. She was just davening on her shir. So the normal person just finished davening after a few minutes that she was going to say that. That's why he thought she was a shikur. So according to Malach, we see from this is that if she was a shikur, it's back also to daven. But Yomer Leha Eli said to her, Admosai Tishtakorin. Tell how long are you going to be shikur? Means how long are you going to daven when you're shikur? You're not allowed to. Omri Abelozer Mikan Meroye B'Chaveiroi. If you see your chaver is doing something that's not nice, sarach lechicha, you have to give him techocha. That's what Eli was doing to Chana. He saw Chana davening, he thought she was a shikur. He told her it's not nice, stop doing it. Trashish sarach liyadiyon. Vaita vatan Chana answered back, vatoimer, lo yadoini, no. Omarula vitemer Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. Omarula, she said to him, lo yadinata b'dova zir. You're not an other in this zach. For the ruach hakodesh shayr alecha, and you don't have ruach hakodesh either right now. Shata chesdeni b'dov zeh that you chesed me in this zach. In other words, I'm not a shikur. I'm davening. I will soon see why she davening. Whereas she tanked him. If you would have had ruach hakodesh, you would have known that I'm not a shikur. Ika diyamri hachi yomrelei. This is what she said to him. Lo yodin ato. That means la vika shchinu ruach hakodesh kaboch. Shadandanti lekav chayva, have a tainer on you. Other rabba, you're a person as ruach hakodesh and the grace of mensch. How come you're dani lekav chayva? Vloy dananti lekav schus. Why aren't you dani lekav schus? Midla yadarta, don't you know the isha kishas ruach hamerichay? I have a lot of problems. I don't have any children. Vayayin v'shechel leshesisi. I didn't drink any yain. I'm not shikur. That's what she answered back. Omer Rabbi Lezer, from here we learn out mikan lenechshed bedover. If somebody thinks that you did something wrong, and even though you didn't do it, for somebody was next to you, the dover shame boy, that you really didn't do it, so you shouldn't just say, forget about it. He thinks I did it, so what do I care? No. So, you have to be madiya that person, to be manati yourself, make yourself clean in the eyes of that person. That's what Chana did. She didn't just go away and say, Eli, you think I'm a shikur? Yeah. She thinks to herself, I'm not. No, she went and told him. Taprashi, tzorach liyadiyai, ha-nechshed, if you're nechshed, somebody's choshed, you did something wrong, tzorach ha-nakas ha-tatsum, you have to clean yourself from the person. O-la-diyas choshdoi, shein bo yesh adab ha-magun, I don't have this zach. But the Emerson, the pshat from the Emerson Chaber is, somebody tells you you're doing something wrong. The Mishnah Novice says, konel lechochover, ben yeyniz mazbed, yadim lechavar, he says it's even more important than, as if you're nefesh, rayiz ba'iyiv. The Malach told Eev, Hashem told the Malach, you could do everything to Eev and not take away his nefesh. So it says he killed a lot of people, did a lot of service to him, but his three friends he didn't take away. Because a person's friend is like his nefesh. And his mazbir of Pshat is that our friends tell you what they did wrong. As though you have a stranger will come and tell you doing something wrong, you won't listen to him. You get insulted, tell him like goodbye, who are you? But if you have a close friend, he tells you doing something wrong. For me, you listen to him, and you'll be makavon. And that's the Pshat of the Chaver. Also, that's what Eli did. That's the Gemara here. If you see a Chava doing something wrong, you're supposed to tell him. That was Eli's did. Eli had was supposed to tell Chana. But either Gisa Chana really didn't do anything wrong. So as the Chava, she's right, you're supposed to tell him back. You should know, I didn't do it wrong. By cleaning yourself in his eyes, still stay Chavarim, one with the other. Right? Then she said, Al Titen es Amoscha lefnei Bas Bliyal. Don't take me, Yamoscha, in front of a Bas Bliyal, make like a Oibed Avoy Dezora. Omer Abelezer, Mikan leshikur shemispalul. If you are shikur, you're drunk and you're davening, kill over Rabbi the Zora. It's if you're being over Rabbi the Zora, like you have no chesivus to Hashem. It's like being over Rabbi the Zora. What's the raya? Because ksivachol of nei bas bliyal. His Chana told Eli, don't think I'm like a bas bliyal. That means like I was over Rabbi the Zora. Well, ksivos the pasuk in the Varn says yotzanoshim bnei bliyal mikir b'chol. That's going on Rabbi the Zora. His malahal and avoy dezora biyani dachas and oivet avoy dezora alkan avoy dezora. So if you are shikur and daven, as if you oivet avoy dezora. Vayan Eli answered vayoyim eluchi l'sholom. If the Eli saw that it did wrong, he gave a bracha. That's a lacha. Supposed to give somebody a bracha. If the person you lefayis, then you're supposed to give them a bracha. Omer Rabbi Lezer mikan lechoshir eshchaveru b'davu shenboy. Or should tzarach lefayisai? You have to go fayisai. So Eli had a chiv now to fayis chana. You have to give a bracha also. That Eli gave Chana a bracha. Right. Chana made a neder to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that she was davening out to have a child. Nobody called HaKadosh Baruch Hu this name. It's like the head of an army, like Tzavaka is the head of everything. Omra Chanukah HaKadosh Baruch Ribbono Shel Olam, Mikol Tzavoy Tzavoy Shebarasta B'Olamecha. As you created the whole army, everything in the world you created. Is Kosha B'Enecha Shetitan Li Ben Echad? Is it so hard for you to give me one child? As you created the whole world, so what's wrong to give me one child? Moshe Lom Adav Adayim Elam Melech Basav Adam. Shos the Suda L'Avodah. He made a big Suda for his servants. One Oni came B'Yomar Al-Pesach Omar Lehem. Tnuli Prusachas. So the Oni told the Melech, give me just one piece of bread. Leish Gicha Lov. And the Melech didn't want to give it to him, didn't listen to him. Dochat V'Nichnas. He pushed his way in and went in and ate the Melech. First he asked the people outside, and they didn't answer him. So he pushed his way in and went to the Melech. Omar Lo Adoni HaMelech. Mikol Suda Shosiso, Kosha B'Enecha Litan Leprusa Achas. He made such a big Suda for so many big people. Can you give me just one Prusa? That was Chana's Moshe to the Eibishter. You created so many people, the whole world, and you could create one more person, give me a child. Imru Atira. Omar Abu Lazar, what does Chana mean? Omar Chana Fekorish Baruch Rabbana Shalom. Imru Mutter. If you'll look, see me, in other words, you'll see my sorrow, and you'll answer me, you'll give me a child, Mutter will be good. The Imlav. Kira, then if you're not going to listen to me, Kira Elecho, you'll look at me, the Yisteru, Hifnei Elkona Bailey. I'll have another answer how to have a child. I'll become a Saita. I'll have Stira with another person, another man in front of my husband, so she'll want to become a Saita, but she wouldn't do the Chet. She'll just take another person and have Stira. She'll have Yichud with another person in front of her husband. So male husband has a Chia to be a and make a Saita. The Kiva the Masorano masculate, she becomes a Saita, that they have to make a dream tomorrow, the May Hamorim, May Saita, and what's the Locha? The Yatoisa Terosa Flasta, you can't make your Torah, what it says in the Torah, like a joke, like Sheker. Flasta means Tama joke, means you have to make Emes, what it says in the Torah. What does the Torah say? Shenema, the Nixa, that Lo Yisui by Saita, you were Choshira, she was a Saita, and when she drinks the water, it comes out, she's okay, that she really didn't do this Nus. So what does the Pasuk say? The Nizra Zorah, she'll be able to have children afterwards. The Chana says, I have an Eitzah for the Torah, how will I have children? I'll have to become a Saita and drink the Mayim Amorim, and I'll be clean, I didn't do this Nus, I'll have a child. So the Gemara know, it's a Shalom, what does the Pasuk mean? The Nizra Zorah, you'll have a child, Rabbi Zera. Honich Laman Diyomas, one man Yomas says, Emoi Sakor, if this Saita was Nakor until now, Nisgedis, she'll be able to have children. Of Azoy Shaper, then it's good what Chana said. She told the Eibishter, no matter what, I'm going to have a child. I'll become a slave if I have to. El Laman Diyoma, Im Hoysi, you let this Pitzah, you let this Brevach. The Pasuk just means that if you're able to have children, though you have them very hardly, you'll have them easy now. Nekavis, you only have girls, you let this Chorim, you'll have a schus to have boys. A Shchorim, if you had black ones, a Yoldas Lavoni will have white ones. A Kitzorim, you had short ones, Yoldas Aruchim will have long ones now. Mayik Lameimer. So, yeah. What can you say? So like that, Chana doesn't have any chance, because Chana wasn't Akara. So the Apostle doesn't say in Akara is such a big name, like Kodesh Baruch Hu will make an Akara have children. So what did Chana do? So the more the Tanya, the Nixa, if she is clean, the Saita, the Nizra Zorah, she'll have Zera. What does that mean? Malamit. One man Yom says, Shemois Akara, that's what we pass in. If she was an Akara in the Fkedis, she'll be able to have children. Divri Rabbi Yishmael. Omalei Rabbi Kiva. In Cain, if that's Pshan the Apostle, Yelchu Kol HaKoros Kulam Yisteru. I was saying it should be an Eitzah for all HaKoros, not only Chana, as every HaKoros should do the Eitzah. Any lady can't have a child, should do the Eitzah. Let her become a Saita, and she'll drink the Mayim Morim. Vizu, Shiloi Kyokula, Nifkedis. The male of Isha didn't do this Nus, she was a Saita without this Nus, she'll Nifkedis. So that can't be Pshat. You can't say a Torah is given an Eitzah now for every HaKoros to have children. Ella, Rabbi Kiva says, what does the Pasuk mean? Malam, like we have. She had moist, you let us pitzah, she had hard pregnancies, or births, you let us forever, it'll be easy. Ksorim, short children, you let us baruch, and they'll be long ones. Shchorim, black one, you let us levoni. Echad, she only had one, you let us shneim, she has twins now. Avizoi, my imroa tira, so then according to Rabbi Kiva, what did Chana say? If you listen to me good, and if not, like I'll get you back. How could Chana get Ebishter back? The Dibra Torah Plushim v'yodim. She didn't mean to say, I'll get you back. Just meaning tira, in raw tira means that I'm waiting to see, but the Eibishter, please help me. But not that she meant to say, I have an eitzah how to get back. Shashiv Yisr, Isiyachid Yimachirim, I'll have Yichid with another man, Yichashdeni Bali, my Baal will be Choshid me, and I'll become a Saita. Palas the Sheker, you can't make the Torah a Sheker. The Torah says a Saita will have children, so you have the Saita. Right. Boni Amosecha. Al tishkach et amasecha. This is what Chana said. She said three times the word amasecha. One thing, v'oni amasecha. Al tishkach et amasecha. Don't forget that amasecha you made. V'nesatel amasecha. Omri Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina. What a gimel of Moslems. How come she said three times the amasecha? Halalu lama, omru Chana, lama. His omru Chana said, Kodesh Baruch Hu. Chana said, Afanam Yebishter. Ribbono Shloimeh. Shloisha bodkoi misa perosa bisha. So there are three things that when Isha, the Lokim Sakonam, that if she did these chatoyim, the malach like will be noitel sad misa, she bokim sakona. V'yom v'yam v'ylo shloisha bodke misa. The same thing. Three things are boi dekev, she's worried to have misa in that. V'yelu heim, nido v'chala v'd lokas anem. Is when Isha, the Lokim Sakonam, then the malachim are boi dekev. If she was nizir in hilkas nido or not. If she was nizir in hilkas chala, nilkas lokas neris. That she was a nizer, one of these three things, and a sheikh loved nisa then. So Chana said, of me, chlum avat el achas meyam, did I do anything wrong? I was nizer in all these three things, so for that schus, you should listen to me, and give me a child. Trashi shalosh shimos, is doris lu, loshin nisa. Means, it's a loshin nisa here, means. Trashi next class, bodki nisa, sheish nevdekes behem. The shas hasakona. She means to boechad mihem Thomas. The mokim when an isha is the mokim sakona. She's nivdak in these three things. Neither the chalav lakas aner shal Shabbos, and that tomorrow on Shabbos says al gimal averus halalu noshu meisis. For these three chatoyim amon isha's meis. The time we all must have the Shabbos. Why these three things? Melechana.